So lastly, we have my producer Ben here to have a chat about what's going on with the UK general election. So what is going on, Ben?
Yes, well, it's a snap election, so it's come out of the blue. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, had said we're not going to have a snap election. We're going to continue until the scheduled election, which is in 2020. Of course, everyone had been suspicious that she might call one because she doesn't have a mandate. She was never voted in. She just took power after David Cameron resigned. So people are going, well, you sort of need a mandate to govern, especially if you're going to do the whole leaving the EU thing, because you can go, well, I've got the support of my people, not just I got in because the last guy resigned. But anyway, yeah, so the election was called in April. It's going to take place in June. Now, when it was called, there was about a 20-point gap between the Conservatives and Labour, so presumably Theresa May thought, well, we should have it now before the polls turn. Of course, since then, the polls have turned. The gap's declined to about 10 points, so that depends on who's doing the poll. You've got a bunch of different YouGov, ICM, Opinium. But yeah, there's been a definite decline in the gap, most likely due to the quite a mess the Tories made of getting their manifesto out. None of the proposals in their manifesto were costed, or not many of them were, and they were quite vague about how they'd pay for things. Unlike the Labour Party, which is sort of ironic, because Labour's always accused of not being as financially capable. But anyway, yeah, there were a bunch of proposals which weren't costed, as well as this thing which became called the dementia tax. Now, the Tories obviously didn't call it that, and they objected to it being called that. And it was a policy, it was quite a complicated policy, but it was about for people getting social care in their house, so typically dementia sufferers. And it would be pretty much, if you had assets worth more than £100,000, including your house, so pretty much if you own a house, I would imagine you'd be in that category, you will have to pay for your social care out of the cost of the house, which would then be sold after your death. Now, there was initially no cap on this, so it could potentially go up to like $1 million if you needed loads and loads of care. The Tories had said, we don't need a cap. And then suddenly, though, after this came out and everyone started calling it a dementia tax, they suddenly said, no, we are doing a cap. And then they, of course, then refused to say that this was a U-turn. So I think this is all... the manifesto did play into the sort of perception of the Tories quite arrogant, that they thought, well, we're just going to win, so we don't have to really bother putting much work into this. So, yeah, of course, the trouble with the polling, though, is that England is still a first-past-the-post country, so it doesn't really matter how many votes you get. It's how many you get in specific areas. So that, yeah, so the popular vote doesn't necessarily translate into seats. But I think the big question now is probably going to be the Liberal Democrats, because they're probably going to end up holding the balance of power. And they've... since Brexit, they have really committed themselves to being the party of Remain, that we're opposed to Brexit, whereas both the Conservatives and Labour have said we're going ahead with it. Now, Labour has said we're going to have a softer Brexit, we're going to try to keep some aspects of being in the euro, whether or not they'll be able to, because a lot of the people in the EU are pretty angry about the whole Brexit thing. But that would suggest that maybe the Lib Dems would be more likely to go to Labour. And I think, I mean... I don't really know how the EU works. I don't know if anyone really does. But I think there would be a way of effectively being in the EU without officially being in the EU, if you sort of understand me. But again, I don't know if the electorate in England or Europe would be, the UK rather, would be happy with this. But yeah, and just I think my final point probably would be if Labour does win and they've got their relatively left-wing leader, Jeremy Corbyn, I think you can forget Trump, forget Brexit. If you want to talk about sort of a big shock to the global system, I think his election would really do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't support him, just that it'll probably be quite a big,
big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Ben.
It's all good.